It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. There are some sure signs that a presidential election is fast approaching. Get out the vote rallies take on new urgency, and the really big names begin to show up. That was all on display yesterday in Parma, Ohio, where Bill Clinton and Bruce Springsteen were the co-headliners. NPR's Don Gagne was there.
The setting was a field house at a community college. The crowd of 3,000 erupted when President Clinton appeared first, beaming, and saying he'd had a lot of jobs in his day.
But this is the first time in my life I ever got to be the warm-up act for Bruce Springsteen.
This is Northeast Ohio, a Democratic stronghold, a place where a big turnout is critical for Mr. Obama. The former president said Ohio was coming back. He highlighted the rescue of GM and Chrysler.
I love Ohio. It's an old-school place. We like our families. We like our communities. We value personal loyalty. When you were down, you were out, and your whole economy was threatened, the president had your back. You got to have his back now.
The warm-up act eventually yielded the stage.
The incomparable Bruce Springsteen. Let's hear it for him.
The two embrace. Springsteen laughed.
Yeah, I get to speak after President Clinton. That's like I'm going on after Elvis here in this sense.
Springsteen played solo with acoustic guitar and harmonica.
No worry, train.
And he unveiled what he called a campaign song reject.
Kissed her sister, then I kissed her mama. Usually this time of day I'm in my pajamas. Let's vote for the man who got Osama. Forward and away we go. It's not so bad.
More seriously, though, Springsteen looked back at election night 4 years ago.
And I'm here today because I've lived long enough to know that despite those galvanizing moments in history, the future is rarely a tide rushing in. It's often a slow march, inch by inch, day after long day. And I believe we are in the midst of those long days right now. And I'm here because I believe President Obama feels those days in his bones for all 100% of us.
And he said, voting matters.
Little dogs on Main Street howl because they understand. If I could take one moment into my hands. Mr. I ain't a boy, no, I'm a man. And I'd be laid in a bronze.
As the crowd filed out, they were encouraged to sign up to volunteer. Marlies Gibson says she's a 54-year-old Democrat, realtor, and bus driver.
You know, when I saw Clinton speak at the convention, I went right to my local place and volunteered and went and got my sign and whatnot. So, yeah, and I think it galvanizes you to, you know, drive people to if they need help to get to vote on voting day.
She said this event makes her want to do more. Springsteen and Clinton split up after Parma. The former president headed to Wintersville, Ohio. Springsteen to Ames, Iowa.
Oh, oh, come take my hand. We're riding out tonight to case the promised land. Oh, oh, Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road, Thunder Road.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Parma, Ohio.